people of Earth. It's 2021, Pod Save America is allowed to be smarmy again, and this transmission is an elaborate deception performed by nuanced Earth voice performers. And Matt Young. But just because something is fake doesn't mean it can't be entertaining. Ooh, I have to remember to record Ellen while I'm out getting lunch this afternoon. So, like a hopeful tyke asking for their crappy drawing to be taped to the refrigerator, why not have a listen to our staged, unworthy of critical examination pantomime? Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Several years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago in the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And, you know, the Dark Lord happens to want a magical artifact that's stuck in my head. But I'm doing fine. Oh, but hey, my co-host, Chump the Talking Badger.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry, Arnie. There's been some confusion. I don't know if I told you. Probably not. But from this point on, I'll be going by Shunt.
Shunt?
Yes, Shunt the Badger just seems a little more refined, a little more regal. I think I'm going to put my filthy ways behind me and start trying to become a part of upper crust society. So from now on, I'll be Shunt the Badger, or Shapeshifter, but whatever you say. A true proper man never corrects his friends.
Okay, sure. I don't know if you ask me, Shunt sounds kind of dirty, but...
Oh, you don't want to do it? Suck my file. Okay, yes. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever you want. What good morrow, good sir. Ooh, what a tall day it is. What a good man in a tall day.
What a tall day. What a tall day.
Yes, let me buy you a beverage. What do you require to quench your thirst, my good best friend?
A Harvey Wallbanger?
A fucking... Yes, a Harvey Wallbanger tit-is.
Tit-is.
Yes. I'll be right back. Pieces.
All right. And he's been hovering over me this whole time because he won't give me any space. My other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas.
Usidor.
The elves was what?
What's up with Shunt?
With Shunt? He's just being a proper gentleman like Shunt Soazar.
Shunt's up with that.
That's not important right now. What I must do is find some way to convert my entire body into plasma so I can envelop you completely.
Oh.
I have sworn here now for the past 2 weeks to protect you and the artifact embedded within thine brain at all costs. To such great lengths I shall go to transform myself into a gelatinous state wherein you shall wear me like a very skin suit.
Oh, there's just something weird and Freudian about that I just
yes,
don't...
Yes, Arnie, get inside of me.
I not get in that wizard womb. That's not... I can't do that.
How else am I supposed to protect you all of the time?
Also, Usidor, we have been in danger and traveling for years, and you've just the past 2 weeks have been dedicated to making sure nothing bad happens to me?
Well, I was always sort of... If I could let something not bad happen to you, I would do that.
Sure.
But now, I'm really doubling down.
Here's your Harvey Wallbanger. Oh, yeah. Aha! Affirmative, infant.
Good day to thee, Shunt.
Good day to thee, Blue Wizard.
Wow, how you honor me by referring to me as a wizard.
Yes, a wizard of the utmost importance. And just so you know, Arnie, please do not call upon me to say any bing bong from this day forward because I'm so regal, because I'm grasping onto the upper echelon. I will say things in, not unlike bing bong, something like bing cosplay, which is, I think, something you've muttered in your dream.
Shunt, can I ask you a question?
Don't talk about my Bing cosplay where I get dressed up as the Bing search browser.
You said it's local drunk on Earth and everyone's glad he's dead?
Oh, no, no. I mean, that would be cool, too. I get dressed up as a search browser from the internet called Bing.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I just like to make it quirky.
Well,
Shunt.
Oh, yes.
Shunt, I pardon my interruption. But
not at all.
I must ask.
No need to pardon your interruption. We are going around the horn.
Gramsci's. Well, since you are wearing two monocles right now, can't you see clearly that it makes the most sense for me to turn myself into a gelatinous state and completely encapsulate Arnie to protect him?
I do apologize. Let me, here, yeah, let me take out my limp piece of hay, and I swear to thee, Arnie, I will protect thee from any approaching evils that do attempt to pounce upon you, and just know that me and my limp hay will protect you to our dying day.
See, we're both working to keep you safe at all costs, for we know how desperately the Dark Lord wants that artifact inside your head. And ooh, if ever yeah, he was to get his hands upon it, most assuredly, the most evil spell that Foon had e'er seen shall be cast, creating desperation and hatred across this beautiful land. But we must unite together. Yeah, to fight for what is good and what is right, and to make sure that the proper government that was duly appointed is allowed to do their duty.
Oh, not this shit again. I mean, prithee, not this shit again.
Wait, you kept shit in the second version?
I don't fucking know. I'm new to this. Arnie, how do people do it? I don't understand. I've matted all my fur down with wax. It feels awful, but I look slick.
Oh, that's what that is?
I bought wingtip shoes. I cut the tips off of several birds' wings, mm-hmm, and I glued them to my feet.
There's still a lot of blood.
Those shoes are all birds?
And I, oh, all birds. And so comfy. And, Arnie, I took this snake and I tied it into a bow around my neck. Uh-huh. I'm classy, baby! But it's so hard. It's so fucking hard. And Usador still sounds crazy.
I don't sound crazy. I simply want to shrink Arnie down to the very size of a chestnut. Keep him inside mine hat, where I know he shall be protected for all the rest of mine days. How's that sound?
I can't believe we've got two premises going on that I actually want to engage with at the same time.
Premise I, my friend. Premise eyes.
Shunt, what's good?
Yeah, let's talk to Chunt for a while.
Talk to whom?
Shunt, pardon me.
Thank you.
Look, I want to support this thing. If you are trying to better yourself or just try something different, I'm all about it. But can I ask why? Like, what has brought this about?
Hey, buddy, are you serious?
Yeah.
Last night, you were telling me, you know how I was asking you about your childhood? And you know how every day you allow me to ask you one Earth question about mm-hmm, one Earth thing?
Yeah.
Well, last night I was asking you about your childhood, and you mentioned a show called Family Matters. Mm-hmm. And you said there was an annoying little pervert named Stephen Urkel. But then every once in a while, he'd go into a machine. And when he came out, he'd be Stefan Urkel. And he'd be more sophisticated and more regal. And Laura, I think her name was, loved that. Right? So that's what I'm doing, mm-hmm, Arnie. I'm wearing you down. Got any cheese? And of course, Arnie, family matters.
That's right. Last night, for your one Earth question, you were like, Arnie, tell me about some Earth sitcom that is generationally kind of just after you would have been interested in it, but that you have some awareness of. And I definitely explained that stuff. Some of it, I don't even remember that I knew.
Yeah, I remember you screaming at some point that the dad was the guy from Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but he had a very regal name. I remember that. Regal name.
I know, and I'm sorry that I spent so much time talking about how technically it was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers, but nobody really remembers that.
What?
That's for your question for next week.
Good show. Good show, old chap. Good show.
I'm saving my Daily Earth question, and I'll ask it when you least expect it.
But guys, we should probably bring on our guest. He's been patiently waiting for us to bring him on.
Oh, we got a guest this week?
Ooh.
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Very good. Ooh. Good day to you, sir. Please have a seat.
Yeah, look at this fancy fellow over here. How's it going, my man?
Don't scruff my fur. Don't scruff my fur. It's giving me a noogie.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Just guys guying out. Let's go.
He's
come on.
Giving me a noogie.
Got some ales for everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're having fun. My name is Prince Bartholomew Milf from the Kingdom of Schwam, and let's address the elephant in the room. I'm a bit of a beast.
You seem perfectly lovely to me. You bought the table a round of drinks.
No, I know what I look like. I know.
This man is royalty? He looks disheveled. He's very brusque. He doesn't seem refined at all. This is a prince? Explain yourself, please.
Well, you know, guys, let's drop the monarchical formalities. My friends just call me Bart Milf, so you guys just can call me Bart Milf, all right? Okay, we're friends Bart. Here. I'm not a prince here. I'm just friends with you guys.
Oh, I'm so accustomed to speaking formally and saying things like, Your Majesty. And
no, it is
my honor and taking a knee before you. It's very uncomfortable for me to speak to thee so casually.
No. Yeah, in terms of endearment, call me an old son of a bitch. You know, a shit kicker. Let's just guys having fun.
So we're allowed to not call you Bart Milf. That was going to be my main question.
You're asking us if I'm sussing this out correctly and inferring your meaning. You're asking us to drop all pretense? You can still get pregnant from pretense. Damn it, Chunt, you fool. Back to Shunt. You're asking us to drop all pretense and address you as a commoner?
We're all equals here, brother.
Okay, well, you old son of a bitch, I've got a question.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you're a bit of a beast and you talked about your appearance, but I guess I don't see what you're talking about.
You're kind, but many years ago, I was a solid 8, and as you can see now, I'm, you know, modestly a 6.5. And it was a terrible curse. Many, many moons ago, an evil enchantress cursed me with this spell, and for the last 10 to 15 years, I've been gradually losing my hair and becoming a bit doughier in the midsection and just, you know, really beasting out.
If I may, and I don't mean to be rude, because that's, of course, the last thing that I would ever want. Fart Milk, if I may, what's to say that you didn't just always look like this and you conjured up this encounter with an enchantress to explain away your disheveled 6.5-isms?
No. This is a curse, my friend. I assure you I am a solid 8. I have and have always been a solid 8. I am in the midst of a terrible, terrible curse that has knocked me down to a 6.5.
And to follow up to Chunt's question. Shunt's question. Perhaps if you were an 8, as you do claim, and you said this happened 10 or 15 years ago?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That may not be a curse, my man. That might just be time.
No, it's a curse. It's guys, I think I know the difference between a curse and age, okay?
I have lived for over 300 years, and I have seen man grow to his height and decline o'er and o'er again. The cycles and ravages of time are not unknown to Usador. You look just like you're getting middle-aged, bud.
Isn't the most evil and diabolical of all enchantresses that sweet enchantress named Time?
Yeah. It happens to us all, shit kicker. You know, when I started this podcast, I was like a 9.5, and I've over time and hard living, it's worn me down to like an 8.9.
Your friends are shaking their heads. Your friends are shaking your heads right now.
Yeah, but they've explained to me that on Foon, shaking your head like that is a hard yes.
Okay. Yeah, we did say that, I guess. I
don't want to be disagreeable, old chap.
Well, listen, fellas, I appreciate what you're trying to do, trying to make me feel better, but I know I'm an 8. I still feel like I did 10 to 15 years ago. I crossed an enchantress, never crossed an enchantress, and that's how I got here, okay? So
Can I ask you, I keep wanting to call you Prince, but...
No, anything, Shun.
As per your instructions, I'll continue to call you Fart Milk. Can I ask you about your hat? Now, upon your head, you don't wear any sort of crown or any sort of royal toppings. It's simply a sack of some sorts that's halfway over your brow, and it says, "Ask me about my bad dick." I guess I'm just following instructions as a gentleman would.
You don't know what this hat is?
No.
No.
Is it?
I thought this was one of those bars where, like, the waiters make fun of you. The bartender told me I had to wear this thing. Do I not have to wear this thing?
Oh, my dear friend, you've been owned.
Freaking bartender gave me this thing. He said, "You got to put it on." Yeah. I said, "Why do I got to put this thing on?" He goes, "Because this is what the bar is, you dumb son of a bitch." I said, "Okay, I know what's going on here."
No, you've been duped. You're thinking of Edmund of Bevix.
Oh, crap. Well, all right, you guys, I'm going to show you what my scalp looks like. Here it is.
Oh, so much psoriasis.
Yeah. That's another part of the curse. I have psoriasis. That's also part of the curse. The curse gave me psoriasis. I also had acid reflux.
But Turdboat, it's not that much psoriasis. It's just...
And I'm sorry, I do have to ask. Your shirt says, you think this is psoriasis? I've got a sore eye for tits. What does that mean? A gentleman must inquire.
That is a choice of mine. I got this shirt with my psoriasis medication.
So, is part of the curse your incredibly poor taste in attire?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's part of it. I lost my sense of style. I'm addicted to pornography. So it's all part of the curse, though. You guys got to understand this. This is the curse talking.
Hold up now. Let's back this horse up into a backwards canter.
Yeah.
You're addicted to pornography. Please, details. What are your fetishes?
No, he said pornography, not pinography.
Oh, well, still, I'm curious. A gentleman must inquire. What kind of stuff are we talking? Like spitting on feet and stuff?
Honestly, when you said pinography, I didn't even catch it because one of my fetishes is pin-based.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So you're jerking it to Cenobites.
Yeah, get to the ballpoint.
Mm-hmm. I like pornography where the male organs are, almost not even there. That's what I'm into, So when you said pinography, I thought, yeah, sure, needle dicks, yeah. But again, that's the curse. That's not, what you have to understand is that's not me speaking. That's the curse. This damn Enchantress cursed me with this spell, and now I'm a size 40 pant. It used to be a 32, and now I'm a 40, 31. My leg shrunk, and my waist got bigger.
Whoa. Ooh.
That's a curse, guys.
Now, you said you somehow angered this enchantress. What exactly transpired? Were you engaged in some sort of confrontation with her? Or?
Yeah, to put it lightly, we were at a theme party. Have you ever been to a theme party?
I only attend theme parties.
Yes, so you know what I'm talking about. Great time.
Yeah, Isidore once grew gills to go to a under-the-sea prom.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, if anyone wants gills, I know how to do it.
It was very awkward, though, because he became deceased because it was just a theme. It wasn't
literally
underwater.
I was going to say, it's all above water. It's all above ground.
But magic brought him back.
Yeah, magic brought me back, as it always does. And, the thing about having gills at an enchantment under the sea dance is that I felt like I was really committed to the theme, and everyone else was kind of messing around.
Isn't that the frickin' worst?
It is the worst. What happened to your theme party?
Yeah, what was the theme?
It was a dual theme.
Ooh, violent swords. Yeah, clashing. Yeah. Clashing swords, yes.
Themes were nudity and sex with strangers.
Classic mashup.
Yeah, so it was a real theme party where a bunch of strangers got together. You kind of put your keys in a bowl, and then you kind of see, where the night goes. And so, long story short, before the night, I had a ton of turkey legs. I loaded up. I had probably a baker dozen turkey legs, and I got there, and I beelined for the bathroom. And I knew in the moment, I thought, this is not going to be good. So I had a little bit of an escape plan. I started laying laid some groundwork, and I got out of there, and I started saying, hey, did you guys see what Elsia did to the bathroom? The Elsia woman just,
painted the walls.
She upper-deckered it, what I said, because I ran out of space, and I upper-deckered it. And so I blamed it on her, and, she got kicked out of the theme party, and then she said, you got to grow up. And that was the curse. And so ever since...
That was the curse?
That was the curse. You got to grow up.
And there were sort of clouds forming behind her as energy sort of swirled around her fingers.
No, she was backing out of a driveway on her horse.
Okay.
She almost said under her breath, to be honest. She got to grow up.
How long ago was this?
It's about 10, 15 years ago. I have to look exactly, but... And ever since, I've been losing my hair.
How much of this stuff happened, the next morning?
No, the curse took a little while to kick in. So it took, I started noticing about 5 years later, I was in the shower, I go, wait a second, what the heck? And then ever since, the hair's been going, and I have early onset athlete's foot.
Early as in you're not an athlete yet?
No, yeah, but I can barely walk half the time.
So, I'm so sorry. Not to correct you, a gentleman would never correct.
No,
it sounds like you have amateur foot.
Mm.
If
you,
it's,
you, I trust that diagnosis. You seem like a fancy gentleman that knows his medical history.
Yes, if you're not an athlete, it's amateur foot. I do apologize.
Oh, yes, well, I have early onset amateur foot.
Speaking of amateur, you ever look at any of that amateur porn?
No, I'm only into the pros, bro.
I love just when someone who doesn't know how to draw, someone who can't really draw.
Oh.
If they draw sex, I just want to watch that all day.
Yeah. What are you guys into? Come on, a couple guys. Here, let's guy out. Arnie. Arnie's over there being quiet. I want to know what gets this freak off. Arnie, give it up, you little pervert.
I don't know if I'm amateur or pro. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes some prolapse porn will get.
Yes,
I knew it.
The quiet ones. That's who you got to watch out for. A little freakazoid over there.
A prolapse, I can only assume from my knowledge base, is porn made by someone who participates in running or sprinting. They go around the track and they do, you know, 3 or 4 laps, and they're professional about it. Is this correct in my assumption?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Oh, I took it a very different way.
I am sorry, Arnie. I know that I made a promise to thee to protect thee at all costs, but now my course is clear. I must reverse this curse. I must free this sweet prince from this hex. I shall ensure that he is returned to the status of 8. Before the end of this very episode.
Usador, are you going to put him in your wizard womb?
No, that's to protect you. I have to figure out a way to break this hex. So I'm learning all about it.
You're going to get a couple ales in me. I'll go in anyone's womb. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, yes. As we spoke of what doth get our gears grinding before, I wanted to say, yay, protecting the innocent and making sure that there is a fighter ensuring the safety and beauty of Foon for all the rest of our days to come. And that means that for your kingdom, I shall return their prince to them as he once did appear to them before.
Days to come.
I like you guys. I like hanging out with you guys. It's been a long time since I've just kind of hung out with guys like this, you know, as equals.
Yes, and, let's gentlemen out.
Yeah, I'm a little fucked up, I gotta be honest. I've been kind of lonely a lot.
Oh, dear.
And hanging out with you guys is just, like, reminding me what I miss, you know, about hanging out with a couple of good bros.
Oh.
What is your day-to-day life as a prince like?
The other small part of the curse, I haven't brought up the second part of the curse. You know, I led with the worst parts of it, but the other part of the curse was that all of my friends and family were turned into various household items. So I live in a prison of inanimate objects that used to be close to me.
Oh, no. They turned into objects and are not even animate?
Yeah, they're just objects.
And you're sure they weren't there before? You sure your family didn't leave?
I have found a couple things where I was like, this wasn't here. And my best friend Bill is no longer answering my calls, and my wife left, and I'm like,
happen at once, or just over time did people slowly leave your life and you realize
they leave and I slowly find things, and I know that it's part of the curse, you know.
I have to ask, was one of the inanimate objects that you stumbled upon, was it a goodbye note?
I did find a goodbye note. I haven't been able to bring myself to read it.
Of course, because that might be your mother or your cousin. Who knows?
It could be a bill. I mean, if you haven't read it.
Could I hand it to one of you and you could... wife's name was ComEd, so I don't...
Oh, Commander Edison. Yes, I'm sure she was wonderful. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll take the note. And as per usual, when it's most likely a mournful note, the three of us will read it one word at a time, alternating between us.
As is tradition.
That would mean so much to me. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Yes, and of course, if there's more than 2 seconds pause between any word, we lose this game. Let me start. I'll read the outside of the note. It says goodbye.
Okay, that sounds like a bill first. One word in, I'm thinking bill.
Dear
Bartholomew.
Oh, wait, was I...
We lost the game. Well, Bartholomew...
Shit, no! Do I not know?
Toss in the fire.
Sorry, we lost.
No! Yeah, no!
Fare thee well.
Please! I haven't heard from my wife and my electricity's been shut off for 10 years!
Also, the slim chance that was your wife, that object was your wife,
Your electricity's been shut off for years. Did you take the lightning rod off of your house? That should be lighting all the candles with one strike.
Yes.
Yes. That's exactly what you just said is what happened. Yeah.
I shall grant you this gift. Here in this vial is a tiny bit of minuscule lightning.
Thank you.
So you can use that to...
Do I drink this? Or what do I do with this?
You can just kind of let it loose in your house and see if it helps get anything going.
Okay. Okay.
Honestly, hey, if I can be honest, brother to brother,
this is great. Thank you.
Put that in your, sit on it. That feels so fucking good.
I was going to say, it's kind of lubricated. It's just thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you, my friend. Thank you for this. I will use this. I will use this to, as I need it to.
Usador, how often when you give people anything in a vial that they immediately assume they're supposed to drink it?
I'd say 60, 70% of the time.
How often are they supposed to drink it?
10% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You catch little fireflies and little bits of energy in there. Vials are very useful. People don't really understand all the uses of vials. I'd love to get into them, but right now we have to take a break.
Oh, damn.
Yes. For now, we are going to hear from our advertisements. And, of course, if anything catches your fancy, please purchase it, because wouldn't that be a nice, delightful surprise? We'll be right back with more of this fucking show. Get wet! No way to class that one up. We're back with our dear friend, the prince. I don't...
Please, he prefers something like Turd Biter.
Or Bart Milf.
Perfect.
You just call me Bart Milf.
Bart.
Yeah, Bart Milf.
Here, I brought you...
Shunt, I'd like you to say it.
Barmef.
So close on your tongue, my friend.
Barsmesma.
Come on, drop the fancy for a second. Get in the mud with me.
Arnie, didn't you say there was a 15-year-old on Earth named Bart Milsa? They read from a special book, and they received lots of money. They wore a little hat on the back of their head. It was their Barf Milsa.
Oh. Yeah, I said that.
That sounds like bar mitzvah.
Oh, yes, we have Jews and food.
Yeah, we have Jews and food. I know that. I know that even.
Sorry, it's just, I'm tearing myself in twain. I want to be Chunt, and I want to be silly and goofy and nasty, but I also want to be Shunt. I want to be regal and win Laura's heart over.
Who's Laura?
From Family Matters.
Oh, yes, that character I know.
Bart Milf, I must know. Is there some way I can help you overcome this curse? Do you know how you're supposed to defeat the curse?
Usador, you are a good man. You are a gentleman, and I appreciate you as a friend.
Well, Shunt is also a gentleman.
Yeah, but everyone here is... I want you guys to know that you all are kind of the closest friends that I have, and I appreciate you for asking that even right now.
Wow.
So,
that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. What I'd like to propose is... Maybe we do, we haven't done this in some eon, perhaps we play a round of Dragon's Talon. It's a game, maybe you're familiar with it, but we just go around it and we compliment one another. And perhaps this Dragon's Talon will all be compliments about our dear friend, I want to call you BM, but
you
even that's
say,
bad.
You call me BM, you call me Bart Milf, call me Milfer, Milf Hunter.
So I'll start and I'll give a compliment. BM. I think you have the soul and spirit of a prince 3/4 your age. Truly.
Thank you. Thank you. And physically?
Physically, you are you. You go-getter. You silly go-getter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And now another compliment for our friend.
So we're all. This is going to be all
directed towards our one. Whoever, perhaps I should have phrased it in a way that whoever, perhaps in this exact moment needs the most lifting upwards.
It's hot seat Dragon's Talon.
I have a compliment. I can give a compliment to somebody if Arnie's open season. I'd like to sniper him.
No. Let me take this mirror off the wall. Here you go. Look in this and give a compliment.
So I think, it's weird because I'm looking at myself, but I think Arnie is, really welcoming guy. And, you know, he said he was a 10 before, and you know how you could kind of see it in someone's eye? Oh, you said 9.5?
9.5. I mean, I wouldn't say, I could never say I was a 10.
Mm-hmm.
I can never say I was a 10.
What's the scale we're working on here?
10.
I was just going to say, I think Arnie hides his perversions well.
Oh, thank God.
He's clearly a sexual deviant, and I think he, you know, buries it deep down in a way that you wouldn't expect. But, you know, when that door's closed and those lights are off.
Oh, that's his perversion. He buries it deep down. Yeah, baby. Yes. No, you know what? No, fuck it. I'm Chunt, baby. Bing bong.
Chunt's back.
Yes, yeah. Be yourself.
Let me get this wax out of my fur and take this snake off my... I'll leave the shoes on because they're wildly comfortable.
Are those all birds?
Yes, they are. Thank you for noticing. Yeah. Oh, most comfortable shoes I've ever made out of birds.
Yeah, they look great. I followed the blood tracks right to the table. I said, this guy has style. I got to sit next to him.
I'm giving everyone a compliment. I am playing the classic game. Chunt, I want to compliment you for trying something new, but also being true to yourself.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Hell yeah.
Ani, I want to compliment you for being the most important person in all of Foon.
Oh, I'm doing great.
You're going to get inside me later. And you sweet Prince Bart Milf, I want to compliment you because you, though you've experienced hardship, you have a positive attitude. You may be down on yourself, but you're very complimentary and welcoming and open to us, which I find absolutely delightful. And in that way, haven't you already broken the curse?
That's a very good way of looking at it. And, I appreciate that, and I have not broken the curse. I wish I could. I wish I could be honest with you guys and say that I did, but there's only one way for me to break this curse.
Oh.
And that's to find my one true love before the final hair on my head falls off.
Ooh, so within the hour. actually, hold on. Guys, I have an idea. Let me try something. Prince, if I may, let me just take off these glasses. Let me... take off this hat. Let me wipe away the paint on your face. Oh, no, never mind. Let me put this back. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
No, don't take away my paint.
Why was there so much paint on his face?
I lied. I'm not a 6.5. I'm a 2.
Oh.
I'm a 2 under here. I wear a lot of foundation. I'm an inch deep in foundation right now. I'm a 2. And I gotta find my one true love. Or even just like... no strings attached, hook up.
This is not a problem, for a strong foundation is the beginning of every good relationship. So let's just call some people over from the bar.
Yes, yes, I love that.
Is there anyone you fancy here tonight that you've has caught your eye?
We have a saying where I'm from.
Was it shawarma?
We have a saying, and it's if when you have no options and you will have sex with anybody, you can't be a chooser.
I'm sorry. Did someone call my name? My name is Mademoiselle Fancy Delacour.
Oh, great. Another Chunt character.
Arnie, I'm trying something new.
No, I'm sorry.
It didn't
I'm
work sorry. To be a regal man, so I thought to be a magnificent mademoiselle.
Who is this striking beauty? And I just happen to have a chair pulled up because my friend Shunt seemed to have left when I turned my back.
Oh, dear. I believe I said my name was Fancy Delacour. I think that's it. Let me sit down.
Miss Delacour, please sit.
Ooh, I accidentally sat on a vial of minuscule lightning. Delightful. Hmm.
There was one incorrect word in that, and that was accidentally.
Sorry,
I wish I wouldn't have said that.
Sorry, I exceedingly sat down on a vial of minuscule lightning. My pronunciation is not what it used to be.
He's opening with correcting the words she's using.
I regretted it the second it came out of my mouth. It's been a very long time since I've flirted.
Smack. Smack, smack, smack. I'm smacking you, but it's because I enjoy this playful teasing. So... say something. Give me a pickup line. Your best pickup line. And with Fancy, you only get one chance. That's my name. One Chance Fancy.
Have you ever seen a pube cowlick?
Okay. Come here, you old son of a bitch. let's just walk over here for a second.
I felt like I was killing it out there. Yeah. I was just in a zone.
Yeah.
I don't know
what... The thing was, you absolutely were not.
Did I come on too strong?
You came on way too strong. I know you like... naked parties where there's sex.
Yes.
I wish there was an easier way to say that.
Yes. I felt like she was... I thought we were vibing and I could be myself.
And hey, listen, I was fancy in a sense. And I just want to let you know that if we were to
you know, demand the attention of everyone in this bar and say, who here hasn't had their crotch licked by a cow? There wouldn't be a single raised hand in the bar. So just know that you're not alone, but also at the same time, there's some things that we just don't say out loud. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm self-conscious about not having hair on my head, so I try to play to my pubes.
Sure.
And I didn't mean it to be offensive, and I'm sorry if I came on strong. Can I have one more shot?
Well, let's... Absolutely, yeah. What about this, this beautiful woman adorned all in blue sitting over here? Who's this beautiful creature?
Oh, do you mean... Susan Doku?
Wow! Ouchie mama! I'm sorry, can I pretend I didn't just say that?
I'll erase that last moment from my brain.
Wait a second. Usador erases things from his brain? That explains so much.
How does that help anyone? I think the prince wanted to have not said it.
I'd like to just have one more shot at a pickup line. I feel like I've botched these two pickup lines.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to do just fine.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you because I think sometimes I overcompensate with confidence. For the last 10 to 15 years, I've been getting older. And I've struggled with that, and at times I haven't acted in ways that I approve of, because I still feel young. But every day I look in the mirror and I get another day older. And the thing I think I've come to realize is that there's only one cure for getting older, and that's getting older with somebody else.
That is so beautiful.
And cards on the table, I'm unable to perform sexually.
Oh, his cards that he put on the table actually say that.
That's just something I like to give to people up top just so they know expectations.
It's thoughtful that he had those made.
Yeah, if he's too tongue-tied to say anything, he can just hand somebody that card and it says, Prince Bartholomew Milf, not able to perform sexually.
The back it says, but I'm tongue-tied.
Thank you for telling me face to face, but I'm meeting someone. Excuse me.
Ooh, damn, struck out.
I appreciate the honesty, you old fuckhead, but I feel like that's a lot to lay on another person. I mean, I think this is something you got to come to peace with for yourself, right? Like, do you have an equivalent of this kind of thing in Foon? Like, on my world, there are all of these entertainments about messed up people looking to be fixed by other people that they're in a relationship with. But I don't think that's really how it works. I think you gotta come to something for yourself. Yes, I also mean that in a dirty way.
Yeah, I think in relationships, you gotta be the cart and the mechanic.
Wow, those are really wonderful sentiments. But I really like the way Arnie said it. Do you want to get inside of me?
Wait a second.
You should do it, man. You should do it. No hard feelings, Arnie. It's totally cool, man. Go for it.
Look, first of all, this is not going to happen. But hypothetically, like, how would I breathe and subsist inside this plasma version of you?
Well, obviously, I took a lot of inspiration from the time you told me about the movie The Abyss.
Yeah, The Abyss, where Dennis Quaid goes inside someone.
That's inner space. The Abyss is the one where Ed Harris is chugging liquid oxygen.
What?
Then what? So I would surround you and I would fill your lungs through your nose and your mouth and you would just breathe me.
That sounds like a beautiful song. Breathe me.
Wait a second. That was Usador the whole freaking time that I just poured my heart out to?
Yes, I am sorry to reveal this lie to you, but I have been Susan Doku this entire time.
So you weren't even mean somebody else. That was just a needless dig, Usador. You didn't have to do that to me. You could have just humored me.
No, Susan Doku's got a life of her own.
Okay, I can respect that. Okay, yeah, backstory, I can respect that.
To be fair, Usador transmorphed right in front of you.
Sometimes when you want to see something, you let yourself.
That's it. Oh my gosh, Bart, that's it. It's not about what you look at, but what you see. Let me hold up this mirror again. Now I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to give that guy a compliment.
All right, he's got a great back of his shirt. he looks like he's maybe tucked his pants into his underwear. He's sitting at the bar about 10 feet behind me. His hair looks nice from behind.
Wait a second. Maybe what Sean is trying to get at is maybe the love that you need to find to break this curse is to love yourself. My question is, if magically Usador could make another version of yourself, would you fuck yourself?
Or fuck that guy at the bar.
Look, let's keep it open to fucking anybody that's into it, but would you fuck yourself?
Yeah, would you fuck yourself? If we say go fuck yourself, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I have to be honest, guys. I think I'm out of my league.
Usador, make him duplicate. Go, before he doubts himself.
Here out, Tron Troll.
Oh, hello.
Whoa, what's going on here?
Oh, you're on a first date to your left there.
Oh, hello. I have a pupe colic. Oh my God, it's
one of them is just seconds faster than the other.
I have this card. I'm unable to perform sexually. I'm terrible at sex. I'm also unable to perform sexually. I have amateur foot. Yes, I have amateur foot. I have amateur foot all over my feet and my hands. Psoriasis, more like psoriasis for tits. Yes, I said the same shirt. Did you get it with your medicine? Yes, I got it with my medicine for free for my psoriasis. I love this shirt. It looks so good on you. I'm a two. I'm also a two. I'm a two. Yes, two as well. Two.
They have so much in common.
Why are they speeding up when
they talk?
Both gonna come very soon.
I suffer from stare farts. This stuff kind of farts where you slip out, where you go up and down. I'm a two.
Oh my God.
Fuck, I'm coming.
Usador, quick, while he's coming, combine the two, because we all know, Arnie, that 2 + 2 =
Four plus?
Come
was inside me the whole time.
Well, yeah, that's how it comes.
Oh, look, his hair. It's growing back.
Yeah.
And his jaw seems a little more chiseled.
Oh,
these pants are so loose.
Some of the paint is
and short.
Off.
And that hairbrush is a maid.
Wait, my wife! There's screams coming from the fireplace!
I'll see what I can do.
She's burning alive!
No, maybe we shouldn't have fixed this.
Oh. Kevin, I love you!
Would it be... Oh, I'm so sorry. Would it be fucked up to ask you to...
Pay the check. I left my wallet on the deck of the boat that we were on just before. Come on and pay for beers. I swear I'll thank you for years. Pay the check. Guys, run!
There go my three best friends. Check, please!
Keep an eye out for the live-action adaptation of this episode coming fall 2023, featuring Emma Watson's signature brand of being the most talented of three actors cast at age 9. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt, or Dr. Explain the Hat I Just Invented, was played by Adol Refai. Prince Bartholomew Milf was played by special guest Dan White. Check out Dan's podcast, Improv is Dead, at improvisdead.com. And follow him on Twitter at Dan White. Martin Wilson reprised his role as... Wait, did any of his audio make it into the cut? Was nothing usable? Ugh, I thought there was at least one take without all the crying and saying, I can't, guys, I don't remember how voiceover works. What a disappointment. What a huge disappointment. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer and darling of the sound waves everywhere, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance, Shrug, provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Usador's gelatinous womb imagery provided by the estate of H.R. Geiger, who has since withdrawn their permission, citing the cause of crippling regret. The capricious nature of Swiss surrealists and their descendants strikes again.
Oh my gosh. I was in that fire over there.
Oh, come on.
I was burning alive.
Yikes.
Oh, am I human again? You see, Bart, it's me. Your wife.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, but you look real singed. And I got my hair back.
and I got my chin. I think maybe we should kind of take some time off.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm trying to fuck this guy at the bar.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's nothing personal. It's just...
No, I don't take it personally. Just, you know, your curse got me turned into a Dear John letter that I never would have written in a million years because I love you so much. But, you know, these are the things that happen, I guess.
Maybe just remember this. The calm is inside you.
Come on, grow up.
No! 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 Oh. Well, I better get to it. I only got 10 to 15 years left.